SBS.
O SBS.
SBS.
O SBS.
SBS Radio.
Bawat taon, tinatayang may 1.2 milyong kutsa ng kama o mattress ang nauwi sa basura o landfill sa Australia. Ngunit pinagsisikapan ng Soft Landing, isang mattress recycling company, na magbigay ng mga mapagpipilian o opsyon. Ang National Operations Manager na si Bill Dibley.
We take mattresses from retailers, manufacturers, and councils, pick them up, bring them back here, and we actually break the mattress down, take all the constituents out of the mattress, on-sell those parts where it's possible, strip them down so we get the highest diversion rate possible from mattresses hitting landfill.
Mayroong 85 kontrata at nag-ooperate sa 4 na lugar sa kabuuang Australia ang kumpanya. Ayon kay Bill Dibley, ang Smithfield Warehouse sa kanlurang bahagi ng Sydney ang pinakapopular, kung saan mayroong 305 kutsyon sa kama o kutsyon ng kama o mattress ang tinatanggap bawat araw.
We can get up to 90% of that mattress broken down and actually refurbished or put back into the environment. So the steel goes into BlueScope, foam goes into carpet underlay through Dunlop Foams. We actually have a punching bag business where we can take the textile and put them into punching bags.
Hindi nakakatanggap ng anumang natatanging tulong mula sa pamahalaan ng mga social enterprise. Ngunit ito'y kumikita. 5 taon nang nakalipas ng unang tao ng kita nito'y umabot sa 1.2 milyong dolyar. Ngayong taon, ayon kay Ginoong Dibley, inaasahang aabot ito sa 8.5 milyong dolyar. Matapos kwentahin ang gastusin ng pera'y inilalaan para sa pangunahing layunin ng kumpanya ang tulungan ang mga nadidisbentahing makahanap ng trabaho't ikabubuhay.
80% of our staff come from either long-term unemployed, Aboriginal employment, mental health barriers, or through the corrective services they've had a criminal record or a charge against them. So they've got some barriers, but to us we call them diamonds in the rough and we like to work with them and they are the absolute lifeblood of what we're about.
Si Professor Joe Barakat ay isang social enterprises and innovation researcher sa Swinburne University. Anya, mayroon ding hinaharap ng mga hamon ang mga social enterprise.
They tend to be sometimes not recognized as legitimate businesses or not understood by either the wider public or business consumers of their goods and services. So that can be a challenge. And then the other main challenge is in their operations. So finding that balance between mission and market, making sure that they are ensuring that they're financially viable as well as making sure that they're not drifting away from their social purpose.
Ngunit ayon kay Professor Barakat, lumalaki ang bilang nila.
We're seeing at the moment a generational cry, if you like, for meaning and purpose in work and also the opportunity to apply our creative skills to our work. And social enterprise is one vehicle that offers those opportunities.
Ayon kay Professor Barakat, nagsisimula na rin ang mga ibang negosyong magpatupad ng mga balak o strategiya para sa lipunan o social strategies.
There's increasing evidence that having a social and environmental bottom line can actually improve the commercial bottom line of businesses as well, which is probably part of the reason that quite a lot of private for-profit businesses are increasingly looking to their social and environmental performance.
Ngunit hindi tulad ng ibang pangkomersyal na negosyo. Ayon kay Bill Dibley ng Soft Landing, ang pinakamagandang naibubunga ng kumpanya ay hindi ang kita, ngunit tuwing nire-recruit ng ibang kumpanya ang kanyang mga staff.
We have the transitional staff, which is really important. They want to come in, build some skills, build some further training, get their truck licensing, and they go out into the mainstream employment. And that's a great outcome to us. One of the greatest outcomes we find is when our competitors poach our staff. That means we've done a really good thing. So as opposed to most organisations going, oh no, that's a bad thing, we actually encourage our organisations because that shows we've trained these guys to a really good, strong calibre that people will want them. And that's, once again, it's all about building our capacity in people and bringing out the best for them.